This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If you're booking summer travel plans on a Mac, you might end up spending more than if you just used a regular old PC. The Wall Street Journal, there's that paper again, reports the travel site Orbitz has noticed that people using Apple products spend up to 30% more on hotels. So Orbitz has started showing them swankier digs when search results come back. All kinds of companies are drawing correlations like that based on brand loyalty. In Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. What do you have there?
Oh, I was looking at this photo book. I made an iPhoto.
Maybe of the fancy hotel he stayed in on a recent trip. David Evans is the president of Sykester, a digital media research and consulting firm. He says Orbitz offering fancier hotel options to Mac users shows
what's possible with sort of the big data mining movement coming up.
Evans says he's surprised it's taken this long for companies to exploit all of the data they've been collecting on us. And there's still a long way to go.
You know, on Facebook, they know that I live in Seattle, I fly fish in Jackson Hole, and me and all my friends are raising kids. And yet, what are my ads I'm getting? You know, switch to Verizon, which I'm already on, get ripped, and fly to Milwaukee.
No offense to Milwaukee. James Fowler is a professor and social media expert at the University of San Diego. He says many companies are just now starting to figure out how to put their data to work.
I just think the next 10 years, there's going to be a revolution in the way this data is used.
Fowler says companies are using algorithms to create groups of customers based on, say, a few different products they know we like to accurately predict what we might buy next.
And like people who like Diet Coke and Haagen-Dazs and NASCAR. And we're going to be able to figure out exactly what to show those people online before they even knew they wanted it.
Fowler says politicians have been using this technique for a long time. Arnold Schwarzenegger famously targeted Coors Light drinkers. George W. Bush went after NASCAR dads. Maybe Obama and Romney should go after Mac users. They do seem to have a little extra money. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.